פרק יצמח. Because unfortunately I wasn't able to prepare anything during the week, so it'll be see how it goes. Tzufelig, what the today's Aftorah was a bit about what we learned here about Isha, a woman learning Torah, learned about Torah. Yeah, she was a shofet, shofetess. Aber kapunim steht also steht in Siv Zayin we learned already. We spoke about Siv Zayin earlier. That's about teaching Torah to Talmud Sheinahogun. The Sif Ches is quite an important Sif. Sif Ches. So Siv Zayin is about the Talmud Sheinahogun. Siv Ches is what's about the Rav, a Rav who's Sheinahogun. So the Mechaber says, we see the relevance of this. Rav Sheinahogun B'Derech Tova. Af Pi Shechocham Godel Hu. Rav who is not getting on the right way. Even though he's a chokham godoil, v'chal ho'am tzrichim loy, everybody needs him. He's the one who knows, he's got the knowledge, the memory, at Allah Midas. But he's not for us, because state, imarav, sa'a gomorrah, imarav, doim el malach Hashem tzvokais, kavel terim ipiu. If your Rebbe is somebody who's kamal Hashem tzvokais, so you can learn from him, and if he's not Kamar Hashem Tzvokos, you can't learn from him. One can't learn from him, one shouldn't learn from him, until he's Chizah. Yeah, the question is, how can a person know what if a Rav is Kamal Hashem Tzvokos? Who has met a Malach Hashem Tzvokos to know whether the Rav is like a Malach Hashem Tzvokos? So that's not pshutim then. So one main pshat is he's like a Malach who doesn't change. It's not Moshana the Mesorah from Dor Dor. He doesn't come with Eichen Chidushim which are contrary to the Mesorah's Hadoras. So one pshat, and I wrote inside him, Ashkenaz, I can't remember, that he goes, a mensch was get allemol ifnim ish vusadin, jede sach. Aber kaponim is a rav, she ain't a heulich b'derech toiva. So ain't a medium in manu, at she yachse ne mutab. Do we have such a problem? Pashto is not normally. Yeah, all the shivas, magadishia, Rabbonim, Dalai Chayt, Mahavta, Zalai Menshe, Vesugu, B'derech HaToiv. B'derech Toivo. But the problem arises like this. Rabbozna Brit, as it says, this way. Yeah, there's something I thought of myself earlier, then I saw Rabbozna Zukdas. Because Shteit, here the Mahavta says, also Lilmoy Toirim Rav Shein Hogun. So he says, in the same way, it's also to learn Torah which is written or printed from someone who's not Hogun. Shebli Sofek Pagam. Bli Sofek, it'll cause harm. See in a minute how far that goes. So we might think, no, we haven't got our rebels, Maksham, Alas Alach Eden. What happens if you take a sefer, pick up a sefer? Whether at home or not at home, shchilik, pick up a sefer written by unknown quantity or a known quantity. He writes a good article, he writes a good thing, yeah. So you've got to be very careful. These are tum and shkitten. These things you must know, you must look at. I feel a double toe, just state. I feel that the Gemara says, one mustn't learn Torah even so richtige Sache. I almost said about Torah. But someone who's not as it should be, one shouldn't learn from him. So I saw an interesting tzach. So I was looking this evening for something which I couldn't find anywhere, and then all of a sudden, by mistake, I found it. Interesting tzach. For many years, probably hundreds of years, I suppose, I don't know how far back he goes, there's Sorim, somebody brings out a sefer, he gets askom on it. And Bemis, the Gedolei HaPoskim say that one should not take into one's home a sefer without a haskama. Some time ago, a sefer, Matas Kuna. No haskama, nothing. I put it away. Yeah, a sefer's got to have haskama. What's haskama? Haskama doesn't mean necessarily that he's read the whole sefer. It's haskama on the mechava of the mechava's elachid. So I found in Chus Milstoker. Milstoker is like a earlier Achronel that Pesach Chua brings. So he brings here from Rashi's Gedolim, who said that the Melech HaSatfus, the printing, the thing of printing, was Mekalkel Torah. Because on all of the Zeiten, Sorim were handwritten, and very expensive, and nobody wrote anything unless he knew he was going to sell it, and have people going to be interested to buy it. And Memela, Sorim which were useless, or not to be demanded, nobody bothered to write. But now, that Shirabim Me'ami, he's talking about his time, talking about a few hundred years ago. Now Shirabim Me'ami Oretz Misyarim Mitzim Sifreim L'Oir, and many people print their Sorim in order to make themselves a good name. And they've got written on them Haskumus Harav Agodoil Hagon Mokomplaini Mokom Tachnusam. So they can sell. Get a Haskumma. They've got a Rav Agon somewhere, and they sell, and they print a net, and they print his Haskumma, his letter. Maybe he's got a hot Haskumma. It says, Chaval al Da'ovdin, Doris Rishonim, Choshu the Sakin. They thought, if you're sacking it, that nobody should print a sefer without Haskumma. Oh, but that's turned back, that's backfired. Because who's being made on the Rabbonim are giving Haskama, that they are where they're giving Haskama? That's what he writes here. Ki mi yoyd ala maskibim im ne'amenu edusam. Who says that the maskibim are reliable? Yeah, okay. How do you know? You've got strange names, you don't know who they are. He says, Arvach avibo at zorich. So then he writes, Ani, although I'm not old yet, I'm still a young person, I'm begging you, Roshe Alpha Yisroel, so not to write any Haskumma for anybody unless you've learned through Rav HaSefer. So the Avnei Nezer writes in a place in somewhere near Erechaim, he writes that the person who gives out the Sefer on Halucha He's got to read it through and check it 10,000 times before he prints it. That's all shout. 10,000 times? If you have to do that, nobody will print it. What did Gedolim do? You go then you get the Shach and that caliber of Mechavrim who write the Prima Godim. They write in the Agadom of the Sefer. You can't rely on the Sefer to pass an Aloch LaMaisa. Yeah. So we're lost, yeah? You can't rely on them, who then? Now, for Shteitzach, that part of the Akdoma, that part of this, one who ignores that, we know who we're talking about. Aber, you've got to be careful. But he's talking also about titles. Rav Agom. Yeah, I think I've said it once. Rav Agom, Shteitin, Igeres HaShvir Agom. It's good to learn it, Amol. Igeres HaShvir Agom. When you've got some of the Kopter and HaShvir Sugya. Igeres HaShvir Agom, the Gavaltig Sefer. Well, first of all, gives a lot of history up to his times of Goinim, the whole door of Goinim. Yeah, but Gorn, the word Gorn, the title Gorn, is only shayach to somebody who is Boki b'chol ha-toyre kula from Bruchas till Uchtzin, including Adam Sechtes, not just this with Gomorrah, and it can alts hakol ha-shal ha-koil. Yeah, he knows everything, he knows Chuvus HaGoinim. In those days, Chuvus HaGoinim, that was Iker. He didn't have any further. But he knows all. So nowadays, Rav Agom, you write anybody who knows, I don't know how many black gemaras you have to know to be called Rav Agom, I'm not sure. It keeps on going down with it, as the years go on. We've got Klal, we have Shetach in Shulchan Aruch, that Talmud Chochem, can't be called a Talmud Chochem even, if he's not able to be Noisim and Noisim Barav Sugis HaShas, that he can discuss most Sugis HaShas. That's Talmud Shetach in Ramo, Talmud in Shulchan Aruch. Rav Sugis HaShas. How many people have we got who can talk about Rav Sugis HaShas? Don't know. Rav Agom is Echad B'dor, Shnayim B'dor, maybe three, and that's it. Rav Agom, this is a... What do you say? This you say there's an inflation in values of Agom. So nowadays, you write, just in case you're not sure if you had him Taka Agom or not, you write, Hey Reish, Hey Gimel. Yeah, Rav Agom. It doesn't have to mean a Rav Agom. It can mean a Rav Agodl. So you're not. Sorry, what do you say? And then the Mashgiach had a better one. The Mashgiach, Hashem of Olam, used to say, Hey Reish Hey Gimel, Rav Aganer, Rav Agazon. I'm just telling you what's actually like Zoom. Yeah, I'm just stuck. I was cheating people. You think? Also, the Hey Reish Hey Gimel. It's a bit better to miss out all these kind of things. Yeah, so Bekitzer, we'll have to be very careful about Sforim. So Be'emes, just Kim Tarayin, that's what she brings here. I was looking for this, that was the shtickle he brings. So he brings already, this evening that the Frieda Kedoyos already have made a takona not to use a sefer, or no, that shouldn't imprint a sefer, without a haskoma. Kosh and Zichen not take one in the house or to use one. You shouldn't use a sefer which hasn't got a haskoma. I should know whether the Mechaber is somebody who's trustworthy, whether the sefer is written correctly, whether he wrote the whole sefer, neshalom ol azay. So you've got to be careful. But then, for the same reason, this Rav, if you have a Rav with Eder Hogun, and he's written a sefer, so his non-Hogun dagger is shat. It's established. To what extent? Now, I just want to show you, Rav Ozna brings a Marsho. The Marsho in Bob Metzia. The famous story in the Gemara in Bob Metzia, in Arsech Zapalim, of the Machlikas, Rav Chanina and Rav Chia. The Gemara says there that Rav Chanina and Rav Chia, when they had an argument, a disagreement, so the one said, Rav Chanina said to Rav Chia, "You're arguing with me? if Torah would call Chasson be forgotten by Klal Yisrael, I'll bring you back. I could return the whole Torah with my pimple. So Rav Chiya, I do one better than you. I make sure it doesn't get forgotten in the first place. V'yazoi. Well, I always say this is a shtito ha'isod, which we don't identify nowadays that much with it. It's not scientific, shall we call it? You know, there's an argument to the goyish musag of the scientific. Oh, well, that's our problem. Later on, Dorf and everything is scientific. Look, this brings a marshal. The marshal says, what did Rav Chiya do? Rav Chiya, he was makpid to hunt and catch deer in order to shech them and take the skins and make klofim, sforim from them, and gave, and he asked, and the meat he gave to Aniyim, and teach that to write Torah and Mishnah Latinoikos. He didn't buy it, Dr. Marshall, he didn't buy, why couldn't you buy ready-made klaf? Dr. Marshall, because if you bought ready-made klaf, that means the moicha already had a balas on it. And who knows what the moicha is like? Shulis Arif was a machshavus ha-moicha, who might have had a zaitig interest, money. He had interest of money. Dus shin shodi kosher. Anything more than I wanted to sell something, make money? It's perfectly legitimate. Oh, we're talking here about Kedushas HaTorah. Kedushas HaTorah, it needs hachona of material which is used to learn from. It needs to have hachona without any machshavah, zaitik or machshavah. And that'll be not good. It'll have a negative effect on the children who are going to learn from this forum. To learn from Sorem, which a person who's not so hogun wrote, I rather one shouldn't, because it's a chatten. You won't have that sukkah you need. I can't remember if I told this marshal in Chulin. Michael, if I tell it again, but it's a wichtige zach, which in the same vein, the marshal, I think it goes in the same line. The Marshal says like this, we see the chashivas of Machshova. Ja, du willst so, tracht geht, wie sehr geht. Ja, tracht gut, wie sehr gut. Sorry. Ja, also ich muss tun, das ist der größte Magad. Das ist von der, das kommt von Masutsche Magad. Aber, das steht in Marshal. The Marshal says, in Chulin, da flamazayn, um a base, is a Gemara. As Cheskel Hanovi said, He, at the time, so the Rebbe Shlom taught a lot of things he didn't do. He was very careful with himself. So one of them was, as the Chalti Mibehema Shehoreh B'Chucham. Where does it say that in the Pasuk? He says, Bosa pigul leibole pi. And I did not eat bosa pigul. And pigul is, we only have a kotchin pigul. So what does it mean, bosa pigul leibole pi? Zogna mashor, pshat sazoi. Because, how does kotchin, how does a carbon become pigul? If you do it, a person doesn't avoid in the behema, mosha shchita, Kabbalah, Zrika, any of the avoiders of the carbon were done with an intention to eat it or be makriv it at the wrong time, shleiv is manoi, becomes pigul. Shleiv koima is posel, but pigul, chayiv koros, is if he was zorek the dam or did the pula with intention to be zorek it or to eat it or to be makriv it at the wrong time. Even though he didn't in the end, but the mashed up for him is pigul. So what passed it? Machshava. Machshava. From there we learn about I didn't eat from a behemah shehoreh b'chucham. Why? Machshava said, well, to think about this. Machshava said, when a person, we're talking about, the machshach says, behemah shehoreh b'chucham doesn't mean somebody who who didn't know the halacha, and somebody showed him in the shach or the primrodim, ashtita setrefa. That's not a chachma. This doesn't mind one. My mind does. There was a suffolk. This behemoth had a suffolk. Trefus. We don't know whether it's kosher or not. And somebody, a goyse tamt chucham, a goyse gorn, a goyse tamt chucham, came along and he worked, figured out from Moshe to Paskim that this bem is kosher. It's kosher. So, till he got that sakla is kosher, then the owner of this behemoth had a machshov in his mind, as it's not kosher. That machshov was shat. So it's a machshov. If you don't believe me, it's a reality. The Kreicha Machshava. Madame Lole Pigu. Shehudova Nesar B'Machshava. That Pigu is something where the carbon becomes possible in Machshava. The carbon, the chutz is manoi, chutzim kaimai. Kach, the heim is shehirim b'chucham. A heim in which the chucham are gepaskant. Koidim hoirua, before the chucham paskant that is muta. Choyso, it was, this behemoth was, the fi machshavis ha-shoil, according to the thought of the person asking the shayla, whose behemoth it was, shema hu dova osa. Even that machshavis, shema hu dova osa. Doshat, take this. A person should avoid eating a behemoth shoyo b'chocham. But it shows that the machshavah can shatten. Machshavah can cause a problem. That's a koicha machshavah. If Asach, we can talk a very lot about this. Asach writes from them in Chazal, how the koich ha-machshova. So, dosh teidu. So therefore, if there's a koich ha-machshova of paslus in the person who wrote the sefer or even printed the sefer, and we're talking as a toynish. So that's why Rab Chia, he wanted to give over to the children of Torah, which is mamash pure, without any chisong. He had to start from scratch, chopping the deer and shechting it and giving the meat to the aniyim. The gan samais, everything had to be done. But kedusha v'tahara mereishah v'ad gemira. So this is a richtig zach. This is a richtig zach. This bemes. It's very very neged. Now mamish now. There's a massive problem going on now in chinuch in England, which. May have heard about, not heard about, you probably hear more about it in the near future. As the goyim are trying to force everybody to learn lefi shtusam. The Gemara says shtusam. It's al gefelach zachen. You're not allowed to teach massive rishis the moshul. Punished. You got to teach. I'm not so in one of the Hampshire schools here. The children are learning it, and they're learning it. That's the Himmel Geschreit. Maybe since you can bring them, I've seen it. That is such a thing as the two sort of families, the family where there's a father and a mother, and the family where there's two mothers, or a family where there's two daddies. And they're learning it, and they children, mamash, they don't know any difference, they take it all in. Oh, but this is a Chamon Islam. This is a treif. So, what one can do about it? We can't leave it as this. Says, any chopikam in learning and in the whole makeup of a child more than that. Says that's the connection that's all. Yeah, I think. I don't know. Did I show you the Rambam? Did I show you where the Rambam? I think I showed the Rambam. No. What? The Rambam. Yeah, we think. The goyim think that what they're doing is being very progressive, very forward. I thought. what they're really doing is turning the clock back 4,000 years. Shidu Rambam in her Kedusha Chisuri Bia Perik Chofalov Halocha Ches. Noshem HaMaseleleis Zu Bazu Osur Umimasa Mitzrayim Hu Shehuzharnu Olav Zah Isa Dereisa Shenem HaKamas Eretz Mitzrayim Lestasu Vamu Chachomim Chachomim said Maho Yoisim Ish Noise Ish Isho Noisas Isho. Anything new about this? Rambam Rashi Zuk Tzuk in Mitzrayim Tzuk 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 That's a new thing. And this is the line. The Issa is the no? Legalization of it. Yeah? Yeah? And you know something? We've not even reached yet the Spitz, which they did in those days. Because they had Isha and Nisa and Shnei Anushim. I don't think they've reached that yet. It'll come. But not there yet. Yeah? So this is nothing new about it. The legalization of same gender marriages is an issur d'oraisa, and it's old fashioned stuff from 4,000 years ago. So who's progressive here? It's regressive. So to bring this in to the Seder Limud of children, what do they call it? British values, yeah? British values? It's very interesting how the parameters of British values change according to the people who are deciding what's not, depending on their fadob and the tivus. It depends. That's how British changes. Yeah, how British other people are saying this. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Probably half of them aren't British. But I think I'm China. In England, they've got a thing of England. Yeah, a tomb of England. They recognize the Zachariah Bible. Is the Bible a British value or not? Has that finished? Has it stopped? I don't know. I can't remember seeing or hearing that all of a sudden they decided that to scrap the Bible. I don't think they'd dare to do that even. Look, if there's a Bible, have a look at the Bible. I'm saying, see, Zachariah is British values, doesn't it? It's there, double chomo. Well, that's a big problem. So this problem, Al Kapulim, to bring this into a curriculum in a school, this is mamash mashchis kol dov shevedusha. Sadov poshut. No, everybody's. Yeah. But it's smaller series. Somebody told me last week, 2 weeks ago, about the regulation. One of the regulations is you've got to allow the child to do whatever they want. I read out to you Rav Dester's letter about this. Yeah, I read out to you 3 weeks ago. Yeah. So the regulation states you mustn't bring in a hot cup of tea into a classroom. Because it could be dangerous. The child could get burnt. Somebody spills it around. The next line it says, if a child wants a hot cup of water, you've got to give it him, because he's got to be able to have the water he wants. Yeah. So, how do you sort that out? Yeah, I'm going to cop. I'm sure you'll find 25 more serious than that. Oh, this is a great Zach, and I think. I think it's going to be a Himmel Gishad Zach, because I think we are enough working about it. So, Kapunim. Al Kapunim, this all goes in. So this mechaber suggests that the Rav Shein Hurech Derech Toive after Pish Chochem Godel Hu V'cholam Tzricho Loi Ein Meidi Mimenu Ad Shiachsov Shachsov Mitzah. So that's one inyan. Yeah, one inyan bedarf. So So that's very hard to handle it, because, yeah, but since the change, yeah, since the change from HMIs to Ofsted, that's caused the whole problem. Shagzer, Mom Shagzer. I should have a fasting for him. It's not for me to say, but so Zach needs to be raised. There's a lot of meetings going on about it. Stark is Zach, but I'm saying this episode of risk for them.
There's no HMI
of Ofsted. What?
There's no
HMI of Ofsted. I'm not sure if that's true. I'll tell you. Because in Teft, in Chazal, in the Rishonim, whenever as many problems with going with these things, whatever thing it was, Kaimish Gigan with Cherub Chanis. Gigan with Esher, have Gonos, Esher, and that's the most. Aber da gibt es auch noch. So ist es von nun. Ich habe gefragt in der Scheile, ich habe es mir nicht erreicht von dem. Bei Jakob und Esau, bei der Fight Jakob und Esau, ja, ist doch gestorben. Und Jakob won the fight. Nun, Jakob won. So finished. So the son of Esau has been conquered by Jakob. You know. Fertig. Has Jakob got anything to be afraid of? No, nothing. And doch steht, when he met Esau, Zim Shachvoyas, with the ganze Meister, for us. If you look at Sifonu there, have a look at Sifonu dort and see, as Sifonu zogt, as Mashiye, Dachan ogem tachno. As look at Sifonu. A ganze lange Schickel dort, a richtige Schickel, as Sifonu dort. Don't get kicking these Sachen, because you're very careful. because you've got to remember, as, take a say, you don't like it, get out. They've done it once before. You know, once before, they shot that you'd out of England, they do it again. She fell. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Plenty of other places to live. And then shine. So, not getting with Seichel. Got to be very careful with Zachem. Got to be very careful. So, yeah. This is a push to Zach. Because the girl with the Cherub Chanis, I've seen that happening lately also in even in stamp court cases. I'm a gate with Cherub Chanis, you ruin everything. And you lose out. You use hand over fist, you lose out. So, rather, daf kochen, and daf reinlegen in a zoom up a kapitel to him takken. But nicht schreiben, da gehen wir so. It doesn't help. It makes things worse. You've got to remember, they tolerate us. That's it. To an extent. Yeah, and if they want to get rid of us, this is the opportunity. Oh, they don't like this. Okay, let's push it. And they'll all go and we'll have the Jews out of the country. Well, it's not ruchuk to happen, Zalach. It's fine. It's soft called soft. Yeah. Then Elch are going. Halocha Esav Seyle Esakev. And Halocha, yeah. So that's Sif Ches. There's another in Sif Tesh, Ditazoi. Sif Tesh states, Ketam Lamdin, how does one teach Torah? So the Bechav Azoi, Rav Yoshev Borash. The Rav, the Rebbe, is in the front, the top. Batamidim Lefonov, Mukofim Ka Torah. Your head, that's not rows, yeah? Not straight rows. They've got to be in semicircles in front of the Rebbe. Kedei sheyukulam roi mesarav b'shem midvorov. That every Talmud should be able to see the Rebbe and hear what he says. And see the Rebbe as he's saying what he's saying. Because very often, the Havona, to understand what the Rebbe is saying, depends a lot on what we call body language, yeah? When he looks and he does. You understand? That's the name of the Rebbe. You should see. They can see him and listen to him. Yeah, that's a richtig Sache. I remember the Mashgiach Zecharia Rocha said, as in Mir Yeshiva, when we all turn the shmuz from the Mashgiach, So the 400 Bochim all stepping around the Bima to hear the Mashgiach, Rabbi Bochim, and he didn't speak loud. He had to strain himself, strain your neck, and Herren was hazukt. So nowadays, what do you do? What do people do? The tapes. Tape. I didn't hear it. He said, "This macht kalle the ganze meister." I said, "Nishdo this machava." He didn't say it about this machava, but this machava is missing. You're not seeing the Rebbe. You're not hearing him. You're hearing his voice. That's not the same. Kavolas satoya midor midor has always got to be ish mipish balped the transfer. Yeah? It's not the same thing. So nowadays, maybe you'll say, "What? Okay, now I can see a video." Yeah. No, it's the same. Oh, Chazor can say. Oh, but the first time you got to hear it, from the Rebbe line. I remember his own shmuzin was to be like, when he gave shmuzin, that's what he gave in. He started shmuz quietly. And he used to go louder. Yeah, I think I mentioned something. At the same time, the generator, this Shabbos afternoon shmuz, generator was going darker and darker, it was petering out. So it was quite effective. As he was talking louder, the generator was, the lights were getting darker. So the effect, again, galactic. The effect was very good. Yeah. He used to take off his glasses after 10 minutes of the shmuz, always. And he was asked once, he said, "Ich kenne ich leiden zu sehen, wie ich versteht nicht." Aber Al Capone, as he was going, that was the style. As he was going, the shmuz in very accurate. No, Rav Shem Avraham, I'm talking about. I don't think the new yeshiva generator. Glad when she said. Yeah. Oh, but the Royin. Yeah. Look them up to the Chava writer. Horav, she limited a Rebbe who taught and the Talmudim didn't understand. Leichisanem, shouldn't get angry with them. Elo Shoyne, he should repeat it. V'chayz Radova, Kamo, he should learn and repeat it. Kamo Pomim, Ad Shevinu Oymek HaLocha. Until they really understand the depth and the toichen of what he's saying. So sometimes the Talmud will say, "Okay, I'll say I understand. Ach, pass me, she's only chesteinished." And the Rebbe's going to say it all over again just for me. So to V'lo Yoymer HaTalmud HeVanti V'hu Lei Hevin. It's a mechaba. Talmud shouldn't say understood just to for peace sake, yeah? And he didn't understand. And a shoyel, a choyzer, a shoyel, come upon him, should ask again and again and again. If the Rebbe starts getting a bit upset with him, you should say to him, "Rebbe, Torahi, it's not Torah, we're living with that Nitzorah. I'm trying to learn. But that takes over, how much does that go to cop? It takes me time to absorb." And the Talmud shouldn't be embarrassed of his own friends who learned, who understood what the Rebbe said after once or twice, and he didn't understand even after I come upon him. Because if he's embarrassed, he's come in to the Medrash, goes after the end of the day, that's what Chazal mean when they say, "A person who's embarrassed can't learn." And the Rebbe, who is a captain, who's got his, how do you say captain in English? What? Oh, wow, it's too hard that. Yeah. Who's a captain? You know what means a captain, yeah?
Short-tempered.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Short-tempered can't teach. Oh, but that's only if they didn't understand because it's a tifuzach, or because they haven't got such a good cop. But I believe it's clear to the Rebbe that they're just not putting effort in as much as they can do, then he should show some anger and shame them with words, kedei, to sharpen their minds. And that's what Chazal mean when they say Zroik more of a Talmidim, should throw more of a, They should feel the wrath of the Rebbe by not understanding, not putting enough effort in. The fichach, for that reason, ein roi l'rav dinhoi kalus rosh b'fnei ha-talmidim. The rabbi shouldn't behave like he's one of the friends of the talmidim. L'lischek b'fneim, not to play in front of them, laugh in front of them. L'lechem l'ishtes imoyim, not to eat or drink with them. Kedei shiyei musim, u'teles aleim, v'ilumudu mimenu mehera. They learn from him better, quicker. Yeah, so the moira, the yira that the rabbi instills into his talmidim, that's a help for them to be able to understand. It's a teva for them. I should understand. That's what we see with the Rapreda. Yeah, the Rapreda. That he repeated something 400 times for Talmud. Because he could see, he wasn't there, he wasn't understanding. Not because he was lazy or not paying attention. He couldn't cap what the rabbi was saying because he knew he was going to be called out for something. Yeah, so Manaf. So one of the first qualities that a rabbi has to have is immeasurable patience. I'm going to tell you where. Of a master shehoyo in a certain yeshiva, where a bit older bocha, 17-year-old bocha, he came into yeshiva and joined the yeshiva, and then he couldn't understand, he couldn't follow. So his Magashi said to him, you know, you're not getting anywhere here. Go and find yourself somewhere else. So I don't know if the Rebbe is entitled to say that, because of Shtet Shriya, if he doesn't understand, as long as he doesn't disturb, it's absolute chavreel. If he doesn't disturb, let him stay there, and then he'll catch on eventually. But the Master told him to go. Yeah. So, Tzemazel, there was another yeshiva, which took him on. This other yeshiva took him on. He was perfect. Gewaltig. So much so, that after the shiur of the Rebbe, he was the one, this same bocha was the one, who would repeat the shiur to the shachar bochim, like the Magashi himself. About 2 months after he was transferred, or he transferred himself to this other yeshiva, the Magashi of that yeshiva told him to go, came to this other second yeshiva, and for head on. And picked his head, this shiur where this bocha was. And this bocha, he kent, we are fiddle, knew perfect. This man, she couldn't understand. So I understand. What do you do with him? What's Hakishif? All of a sudden, he understands. So they said to him, no, can't push it. Normal, a bocha, after 4 or 5 times, can understand. But this bocha, he needed 6 or 7 times. But once he heard it and got over it 6 or 7 times, he knew it as well as the Magashir, so much so that he could repeat it to the Shachar Bochim, like the Magashir. Yeah. And the story was that this Bochur, when the Magashir from the first Shiva told him to leave, had there not been another Shiva to have taken him, this Bochur would have now been somewhere in the rubber sheep of Lim Torah. He wouldn't have nowhere. He would have gone to university. Nothing. The bocha, he had gelernt, he had chassel gehad, he had gegangen wo in Eretz Yisrael, he had weggestellt a kodel erev 40 in geleit, and a Talmud Torah, which has now got, I think, 650 Talmidim. And if he just, gewaltig, not gewaltig. If it was up to the Magashir, the first Shiva, it would have been nowhere. That's a tachshit a bocha. So we must be very careful. These achen daf and zeachen geben. So the mechava carries on. Yeah, time's running out because go on a week. Then the mechava says another halacha. If you want to ask, you come into the Sinedish. You want to ask a Magachir, you want to ask a Rosh Hashiva, you want to ask something. What's the Seder? So the first thing is, when you come to the Sinedrin, you don't rush in and straight go and ask a Shaila. First, find your Yimadukt. Actually, until a person shouldn't ask unless he's in control of his what he's doing, what he's saying. That's number one. And he should have a little bit of rest when he comes in. and you don't have two people asking at the same time different shaylas. And also, you don't ask a Rebbe in Yonim, which he's not learning in now, just now. Kedisha is Baish. And more of that happen. Now, people go around asking shaylas. Yeah, ask, they meet somebody in the street, or a posik, somebody, oh, you rush up and ask him, you've got the holiest of shaylas to ask. Yeah, something like a fish used to say, somebody wants to rush up to him in the street and said, what means to? Weil die Tresche auf der Gast und frisch kann scheile bis immer laufen bei Taschkes. And here answers sometimes are not accurate because Pshas Masa get trachtet it, we haven't sorted out, we haven't had time to think properly. Oh no, it's already, it goes straight to the printer, and then you got the hoche veres, printed out, Charles of Chivas, Mutter also, Mutter also, Mutter also. You know, if you could write a Chivas if like that, I don't know why we need 8 volumes of Chivas Rashbo. The whole thing in half a volume, and just each other, kosher, also, the mutter, it would have been easy, no? Yeah. It's a great thing to say. It's a great thing to say. You have to track them. Yeah, I think I told you what happened on that pad, yeah? I told you? I had the shells, the swarm shells of Mechasitra. I used them for my swarm. After he left, very soon. Then I decided to make myself a swarm cupboard. But then I had a shayla, what do you do with the old shells? Have they got kedusha? They've not got the kedusha. So I rang up a part of the Chaim Rucha. And I frequently rang up. Did he give me a telling off? Azelch a shayla's face off on the telephone? This is not a Chayvi Krisa shayla or Chayvi anything. Yeah, I says, shayla. He said to me, Azelch, on telephone, you only ask shalas, which I'm asking b'chol yom. A level tepel, you know, shalas with a plate and a spoon and a pot and a pan, or the blitz drop. Azah, you ask, you can ask on the phone. Of azah shalas, you don't ask on the phone. Azah shalas, you ring up, you write it down, send it by post, and then I've got a few days to think about it, and I can answer you. I don't want to go further. Yeah? This is nasach, why is nasach? You don't answer straight away. It takes time. No, my friend, I don't try. So yeah. People wanted, many people pressed him hard, very hard to allow them to make a kitz of psukim for the Mechas Yitzchak. Yeah. So he refused adamantly. B'shum I finished. Because you can't write a kitz of psukim. Because the whole vart of every tshuva is that there's that particular tshuva, the way the shaila was asked. The answer is azoy, with all the studying. In a different situation, with slight difference, the answer could be slightly different. So you've got to know. So what the tshuva say for what it's supposed to be doing is to give you all the tzodim, and then you can decide whether your case is similar or different, and whether chilukim make a difference to the psak or the nish. Oh, nish, yeah. So I think I've said it here, maybe I'll say it again. Agoda Moshe Fanshin, Zechem Yerocha. I don't know how many of you have actually learned through Chuvas in Igas Moshe. It's very hard. It's hard to understand. The Loshen is not an easy Loshen. Yeah. Some people write more easy than others. It's a style. You've got to understand what he's saying. You've got to work through very carefully. It takes time. So Segevain people have Talmud on Moshe that he wrote on certain subjects which are very, very sensitive. And those Charles Chivas, you're doing a man, open the safe and can't you pass them from them? So I have a look at Pshat and Ramosha. If you look in the Torah and Sanal, or the Torah, from the Kabbalah and Sanal, there's a Haskoma there from Nadi Yehuda. There aren't so many Haskomas in Nadi Yehuda. But Nadi Yehuda wrote Haskoma to him like this, to the son of the Kabbalah and Sanal, Rav Teovai. He says, you sent me the safe of your father on Al-Torah, and he wrote, they put in a few tshuvas. He wants us to come on the tshuvas. Zukta, we obviously forgot to put the tshuvas in the envelope. But it doesn't matter, he says, because the tshuva sefer doesn't need haskama. Zukta Munashach, he says, somebody who's not a Moirer or who's not going to pass in Shalas has no business to look in the tshuva sefer. And those who are going to Paskin and are up to that kind of thing, you don't need to tell them whether it's a good sefer or not. They see themselves. So it doesn't need haskama. As I shrek Nid Yehuda. Ramosha Franchis and Shai Gefallen, as Yedi Gamanchik is going to take his Moshe, so Shala, go to the end, Tshuva, and I'll take a Pasant. So you never thought of people were going to do a thing like that. So Mishai Gefallen. Now, Abba Mechisitzchok is Yaan Gefallen, I think so, because when you look at the Tshuvas and compare them to the Shirim we gave, all the Chilik Hamishi, all the Tshuvas in Yeridea for what the Shirim is said here in Koidel, and if you look at the Tshuvas, the way he wrote it, and the way he gave the Shir, it's got no demon at all. He wrote the Tshuvas in such a way, so gedreit, that you can't, it's very hard to understand, Taka. It's only you've got to be very, very dedicated to work, figure out what he's saying and understand what is written. Zeshvei, Dafka, because he didn't want people to be able to just look at the beginning and the end and miss out the Gufa Tshuva. And that's why he didn't want anybody to write Kisurim, because a Kitzur doesn't tell you the whole story. So that's our greatest problem. So that's the reason why Mechisitzchok is quite difficult to understand and to learn. Nachdem steht er so. Ein Yishen im Bessim Yadosh. Man muss nicht sleep in the Bessim Yadosh. Wo chala misnamen im Bessim Yadosh, für a person verdrimmelt, he takes a nap. Misnamen just falls a bit asleep in the Bessim Yadosh. Is Chachmosa Nasis Kroim. Shanema Bekroim Talbish Rimo. So the Poskim say here, Ashidas Arai, just you're in the middle of learning, you're very, very tired, just putting your head down for 5 to 10 minutes. Das ist was er zu tun. Andere machen sich Hatchila, sorry. Und ich habe es gehört von Rav Zandel Michaels, Zecheine Rochen von Gateshead. He told me he came from Liverpool. In Liverpool, Rav Shiva at his time when then was Rav Unterman. He said, Rav Unterman never went to bed. Round the clock, every 2 hours, he put his head down for 10 minutes and slept. Right around the clock, 24 hours. And as I began it, he never went to bed. So it's going up. In Mittenshire, came the time to have a nap. Everyone was quiet. He took out his cushion, put it on the table, put his head down. He woke up precisely 10 minutes after that and carried on the shoe. And then the Mechaber says, in a Bismedrish, Ein Mesichim be Bismedrish ala B'divir Torah. Afa de Mishin is Atesh, even somebody sneezed. Ein Oymim Loi Rafua be Bismedrish. It doesn't say? Bless you, what's that? Bless you means nothing, yeah? That's the English way of saying nothing. Yeah. It's Rafua means a wish of Rafua, yeah? So what's the word for Rafua? Asusot. That's in Asusot, no? Should we ask also, then? It's David. Should we ask also? Yeah. Should we ask also? Maybe it's too similar to some of the names mentioned in the Megillah, yeah? Of our Kapolim, it's also. It's not Susso, it's also. But the Ganser looked at Susso, so it's Rishan Zalmunigayam. Of the Kedushas v'Semedrash is Chamur v'Kedushas v'Sakneses. So that's one of the big problems. How come that we're so mekil in Kedushas v'Semedrash? Or v'Sakneses, for that matter. Yeah, so, Mazuk, so, and the person's going to say, because we make it out tonight. Ah, but the Drushim are built al Tanai, you can say asuso, and you can eat in it, and you can say, you can chap nashmuz. All very nice. Zucht, I think, who says this? I think the Rechaim prescribed as, if I'm not mistaken. As, it's all very nice, you get out of that problem of being pogam with Drushim v'saknes of v'samedesh. But you're losing out of the marrow of v'samedesh. If you're going to say, if you say it's built al Tanai, and you don't have to be noig kedushas v'samedesh in it, and it hasn't got the malach of Kedusha B'Smedesh. The whole thing, the Shteit Shpeita, and he brings on the Rambam, as Shteit, the Mechaber brings here later on Tzivchol Beis, Bris Kuso, that's the Roshan Rambam. That Shekol Aloyme B'Beis HaKnesses Le'Bim Heiru M'Shakech. Love that B'Beis HaKnesses, he doesn't forget quickly. Is that's got to have, it's only a place you've got Kedusha B'Smedesh or Kedusha B'Beis HaKnesses. Although if you take away that Kedusha, so you've got to decide, what do you prefer? To be able to have a cup of tea in the Vesmerish, or to be able to remember better. Yeah? It's up to you. Depends what Vesmerish you're learning. Yeah, but this is pretty. So the Talmud Torah, sorry, it's late. All right, we'll have to stop here. Say that. I'll try and finish next week. There's a lot of them. Enough of that.